Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Everybody, welcome back to the Buffalo Happy Hour. My name is Eric, and today we are doing Flavia's Advent Calendar, day 19 today. If you weren't here yesterday, we did an awesome whiskey from Finland, which was probably one of the highest rated whiskeys that we've done. I think I'm going to put a lineup or some sort of leaderboard at the end, just so you all know kind of where we ranked all of these. But the Finnish whiskey was one of the better ones that I think I've had in this whole advent calendar. So if you do have any interest in looking that up, go back to yesterday's episode, check that out. And today we're going to be doing number 19. Let's see how this goes, friend. Same color as yesterday, kind of like a darker gold, but not nearly as dark as a copper note, which makes me think, again, this is more on the younger side. There's still no legs on these, though. So, from a proof point, I'm probably going to go... there's some legs on here. Never mind. All right, let's get into the nose. You're not really getting a lot here, man. Maybe a little caramel or... Yeah, like a caramel. I feel like I really have to dig for that, though. I don't know if this is because my basement is a little bit on the cooler side, but this smells cold weather. I don't really know how to describe that smell, though. Like a cold rain. Like right after it rains a little bit. There's some oak, there's some vanilla, mostly caramel. Maybe a little bit of a toffee note, but that's really stretching. I'm not smelling too much. Nose, I'm going to go C-check. Let's go C-check. Initial taste. Let me refresh the old palate, because I'm not tasting much. Honestly, it smells like nail polish remover. Or not nail polish remover. Isopropyl alcohol. Like if you get a... Not isopropyl alcohol. What's this? Peroxide. I don't know. I'm probably going to pass out. It's one of those six things that I just named. It burns like it's ethanol-y. Like very high in alcohol content. Or almost like it was too much of the heads in the distillation process. Too much of the heads I normally associate with the higher ethanol type notes. And then too much of the tails I get more of like a green banana. This one is not getting much, honestly. Dude, I don't even know what this is. Because I'm not even getting, like, any flavor notes. Maybe a little bit of a hay. So when I get in a situation like this where I'm doing a blind tasting and I'm really stumped, I start going in my mind through the different primary tasting notes that I would get in a whiskey to see if something stands out. And we talk a lot on the show about placebo effect, and that's why we're doing this blind. Because if you see a word, and like if I tell you this tastes like candy corn, and then you take a sip and you're like, oh yeah, it tastes like candy corn. A lot of the times it's because I put that thought in your mind and now you're able to pick it up. When I'm super stumped and I can't think of anything when it comes to a tasting note, I start going through, okay, could this be a corn-focused product? Am I getting a lot of the flavors that I associate with the corn whiskey, which is, if it's American, it's that splintered wood that I talk about. Sometimes it's creamed corn. Sometimes it's like this hay, cornfield, dusty note. Wheat, I get a lot of like nuttiness. I get toasted bread or buttered toast. I get some of those nutty sweet characteristics. Rye, obviously peppercorn. And barley is very interesting because I get more of like a fresh field. I'm not finding any of those. The only thing that I can come close to would be like a wheat or a barley maybe. But I think this is probably going to be a blend because nothing is standing out to me. Initial taste for me, since it is a little bit lackluster, I'm going to go back down to like a D plus here. There's no primary flavoring note here, which to me, when I'm drinking a whiskey, again, since I don't know what this is, there would be no situation that I would pour this for an experience. A lot of times I pour whiskey for an experience to get a certain tasting note. Sometimes in the mood for sherry, sometimes I'm in the mood for oak or whatever that may be, peat, smoke, all that stuff. I'm not even getting a flavor note in here that I would say, I'm in the mood for this flavor note tonight, so I would go to this whiskey. Initial taste, yeah, so I would go D plus there. And you know what, I'm probably going to go same. I'm probably going to go D. I feel like I'm getting a little smoke, but I don't know if that's from yesterday's pour that just didn't rinse out with the water.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Yeah, I think this is probably a blend. And if I'm honest with you, I'm not getting a lot of oak either. So I'm not even sure this is from the U.S. This is probably something else from a different country. This is not as barley focused. There's no sea salt here. So I'm really, I have no idea what this is. Could this be a Japanese whiskey that just doesn't have a lot of character to it, that doesn't use Scotch and Irish whiskey like it used to, and it's a newer Japanese whiskey? That could be. For all I know, this could be like another Finland whiskey. I have no idea what this is. This doesn't taste anything that I've had before. It just tastes very weak and kind of not, it's not giving me anything to say this is a very good product and I would have this again. Final rating, 68 is my final rating here. Depending on the price, we'll see if I'll have it again. Let's look to see what this is, because yeah, I'm not really getting anything here. I'll be shocked if this is American. I tend to get this a lot with Irish whiskey. Maybe I'm just not a big Irish whiskey fan. This is Finvarra, the King's Gambit Irish whiskey. So, good evening, travelers of taste. We're steering towards Dundalk, where distilling history and the magic of Irish lore intertwine. Dundalk has been a cradle of whiskey heritage since the 1700s. At this stop of our adventure, we present Finvarra's Gambit, an Irish whiskey inspired by the magic of Irish legends and pioneering craftsmanship in Dundalk. Finvarra, the King's Gambit, 43%, 86 proof. It's from Ireland. It's whiskey of mythical lore. If their distinct feature says mythical lore, Or like something along those lines where they don't have a distinct characteristic. They just like basically do a selling point. Then it's normally not a very good whiskey. Old aid practices, combining malted and unmalted barley. Okay, that makes sense. Why? There's really nothing that's very distinct. Because once you do those combinations, this isn't a blend, but like those type of combinations together, like a 60-40 or something like that, generally yield a product that doesn't have a lot of distinct characteristics, in my opinion. Triple distillation and copper pot stills. Okay, so it did taste pretty clean, so that would make sense through that distillation process and that high ethanol note. To achieve remarkable smoothness, this is ex-bourbon and sherry barrels. I'm not getting any sherry in this. No, man. I'm not getting any sherry in this. The flavor notes on this say cherry, chocolate, spicy, honey, creamy, sweet, rich, smooth. All right, so I'm going to be 100% honest with you here. When I hear characteristics of people describing whiskey as creamy, smooth, rich, sweet, like those very basic terms, I generally associate that with a whiskey that is trying to be like the jack of all trades but the master of none, where they're like, this is a decent product to put on the shelves, but it's nothing that people are going to go back and buy every time. Because, like, spicy, that's a whole category. So when you think of spicy, that's literally the whole category in a flavor wheel. Same with sweet. Same with creamy, rich, smooth. Like, these aren't characteristics that really help people. It's just more of a mouthfeel at that point, not a flavor taste. So I'll stand by that 68 rating. Let's see how much this costs. I'd be shocked if this is a lot. Price point, $39.99, I'd say. Hopefully it's around that. Because this isn't a product that I'd say this is what I would really gravitate towards on the shelf. Okay, $38.99. So that fits within that mold of a sub-40 whiskey. If this is something that you want as just like a good mixer that has, I don't even know though, because spicy, this goes through every single flavor profile. Spicy, creamy, sweet, rich, and smooth, and malty. Like, that's the flavor wheel. The only thing that you can put in here that's not in there is, like, nutty. I don't know. I don't think that this is a very well-rounded product, but maybe there's something else up there from Finvarra that they make that's a little bit better, because this just doesn't hit any of the boxes for me to say this is definitely a product that I want to try again. Sorry. So, no, I would not have this in my collection. Appreciate you all tuning in today's whiskey review from Finvarra, day 19 of the Flavier Advent Whiskey Calendar. If you did drink this with me, let me know what your thoughts are in the comments below. If you have any of the Finvarra at home, or if you've tried it before, let me know if they have other products out there that kind of fit the mold of an Irish whiskey a little bit more, because I feel like this one kind of missed a mark. But again, they appropriately priced it. $38.99, they're not putting it on the shelf saying this is a product that is an absolute game changer. They're putting this out as a product to say, if you want an affordable option that isn't Dubliner or something cheap, pick this up. And I think in that vein, it has a place, but I'd just rather get something else that's not Irish whiskey that is $38.99. Yeah! Appreciate your time today. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments down below. Please stay tuned for tomorrow where we go over day 20. The Advent Whiskey Calendar. We will see you tomorrow. We always recommend drinking responsibly. Give us a hand and don't let it pour out.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.